This is Jay Sekulow. Negotiations continue. It's Nancy Pelosi's anti-American power grab.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. Day whatever of the Senate not being able to do its job, or the House of Representatives. You know, I've had a little bit of a unique experience because I had to spend three exciting weeks on the floor of the United States Senate, and I had to deal with managers from the House of Representatives and Nancy Pelosi in what I describe as an anti-American move. The country is really hurting. We need to get relief quickly. The American people are owed this, deserve this. They deserve a functioning government. They deserve the relief. So what does Nancy Pelosi do? Well, she has a meeting with 200 of her lawmakers and says, according to this, what her majority whip said, according to people that were on the call, quote, "This is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision." So it goes back to Rahm Emanuel's never let a good crisis go to waste. So basically, they've got everything in here, including things we're going to go over that are unbelievable. The only thing I don't see so far, Than, is the Green New Deal yet.
Oh, there's some Green New Deal in her.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is, Jay. I mean, airline fuel efficiency standards are in there. So portions from the Green New Deal, a bailout for the Kennedy Center, a bunch of money for the National Endowment for the Humanities, state control stripped away from the federal government for election rules. Jay, basically, it's a wish list from her committees of policy ideas, the vast majority of which don't have anything to do with the coronavirus scandal. And Jay, there are about 350 pages added to this in the middle of the night last night. Found out with them when I woke up in the middle of the night last night.
So we have a team of our ACLJ lawyers went through the first 1,100 or 1,200 pages, only to be now having to add 400 of it. We'll go the next segment of the broadcast. I'm going to go through some of these outrageous things instead of getting the help to the American people. But, Logan, this is basically they're trying to reshape this bill to get all the things they want that they would never be able to get.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you see this list, you're going to be shocked. I know that Than has mentioned a few of them there, but literally some of them are to the effect of if you buy a plane ticket, now there's a new restriction on airlines where they have to showcase what their carbon footprint is through on the ticket of what you purchase or through out however your
receipt. So more
receipt.
Work for them to do while they're trying to be basically stay in the air.
That may not be a horrible idea to have at some point. But should that be in this specific stimulus package when you're right? The airlines already suffering major losses. Now, let's just add something on, an extra burden for them.
Kennedy Center, Will Haynes just said, bailout is literally for operation and maintenance.
Yeah.
$35 million additional, which could save a lot of small businesses.
Yeah,
you know how many small businesses that could save?
Let's repaint the Kennedy Center.
Let's divide 35. I want to divide 35 million by, let's say you gave each small business that you, how many, if you gave small businesses $3,500 each, how many small businesses could you help with $35 million?
I mean, 10,000.
Okay. You think that might be a little better use of the funds than making sure the Kennedy Center, which looks pretty good anyways.
Yeah. I don't think people are walking through.
It's in tip-top shape, but not tippity-tip-top shape.
I don't think people are walking through the Kennedy Center like,
ugh. By the way, is the Kennedy Center open right now?
I don't think so.
Right.
How could it be?
It's not. So why is it in this bill? Nancy Pelosi, why is it in the bill?
Well, we're taking your calls on that. Phone lines are lighting up. I wonder why. 1-800-684-3110. I told Will earlier we were recording a segment for the Logan Sekulow reprogram. I felt like there was like a week or two there of the politics of all of this was kind of quiet as people were working through this. We were getting we're getting daily briefings from the president. People weren't outraged. Now, when it comes down to it, and now it's failed the however many upteenth time it's failed to get the votes, I think people are finally starting to see what the issues are.
Hey, Than, do you see any? I mean, what's going to happen? They're going to eventually get to something. We just got to keep going through this stuff.
Well, I think they have to, but the harm is in the delay. I mean, Leader Schumer was on the floor of the Senate saying they're close. But meanwhile, you know, every time I look, Jay, the bill that was drafted by Nancy Pelosi gets longer with more items in it. So, look, I think they're going to get there, but the delay was definitely harmful.
All right, we're going to be taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Lines are jamming up. Yep. For those of you on Facebook and Periscope, stay with us. I want to talk to you directly. Hey, everybody else that's listening on radio, support the work of the ACLJ, and let me tell you the way to do it. Online. Online giving is automatically processed. Really, really helps. We'll be back with more, including your calls. Facebook audience, stay with us. I want to talk to you directly.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to JSEC Yo Live. We are doing a deep dive here on essentially Nancy Pelosi's attempt to try and stuff this thing, the stimulus bill, full of just absolutely ridiculous content and ridiculous rules and ridiculous restrictions, well over 1,000 pages, headed towards 1,500 plus pages.
Which our teams are out there reviewing, and we're finding all kind of goodies.
And if you want to know how this all works, I was talking to Thane yesterday, legit, there are copies of this thing. It's not like you can just do a little like search real quick and say, hey, let's see what's in this, Planned Parenthood. No, that doesn't work that way, because they can legit write in the margins, handwrite in their margins, things they want to add, things they want to change. This is not an easy process. This is a political game, and it's time for this stuff to end. It's time for a complete reform of the way these things are handled, because it's a waste. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of technology.
Let me tell you something, folks. If you're watching right now, if you're listening on radio, I'm holding in my hand a report that Ben Sisney put together with our government affairs team on what's going on in this bill. And Than, if I'm right, they're still reviewing that stuff right now, right? Because there's more information coming out.
Absolutely. Still under review.
All right. So let me just start here with some basics. Number one, as I said, they are using this as an opportunity to reshape the American agenda and the American way of life, including statements reportedly from Majority Whip James Clyburn, who said, this is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. And I want to say, with due respect to Congressman Clyburn, this is a tremendous opportunity to help the American people who are really being put in a difficult situation. And instead of playing politics, which is what you're doing, when you make statements like, this is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision, you are hurting the American people. Now, according to Politico, Democrats are following through on their threat to go rogue. These are Politico's words.
Politico, yeah.
With their own stimulus plan, unveiling more than 1,400-page bill Monday night. So that means last night the bill came out with this language. Now, our team is reviewing the bill. Let's go through some of the concerns. Tom Cotton's very concerned about where this is going, Than.
Yeah, and as he should be, and just to give a little bit of color to the description that you gave, for those watching on Facebook, Jay, this is the 1,100-page bill that was initially introduced for those watching on Facebook, and our team of attorneys and I had been through virtually the entire bill when last night I was up in the middle of the night to do some child care, and this version, which is the 1,400-page version, replaced the 1,100-page version, so we had to start going through that one. And Jay, all reports on the Hill right now is that there's an even larger one circulating that is not yet public. So yes, Senator Cotton has gone through some of the most egregious provisions, but let me just give you two, Jay. One, this bill that is meant to address the coronavirus has a provision on pages 725 and 726 bailing out the Postal Service. Later on, it includes increased collective bargaining power for unions. Jay, you know, again, these are items that can be debated by the Congress.
Yeah.
Have been debated, but they don't belong in this bill.
So Delta Airlines, which is one of the most successful airline companies in the world and are based in our old hometown of Atlanta, Georgia, they don't have unions in the traditional sense. They bargain with their employees, but not in unions. This is basically mandating if you're not going to get a bailout money unless you unionize. And things like this are actually in this bill. Yeah, that's what the airlines need right now while they're flying airplanes to help some Americans that need to fly that sometimes have three people on board.
And even things that are just completely off topic, like you said, the bailout of the mail service in the United States Postal Service means any outstanding debt of the Postal Service is waived. There is corporate board diversity. It's one that's in this.
I want to talk about that one.
And then also get one that now we get to political side of is mandating early voting in all states.
Okay, so let's start with the corporate board diversity. First of all, most corporate boards of publicly held companies are pretty diverse.
Yeah.
But a corporate board diversity is a decision that the corporations make to best serve their interests, whatever it might be. To mandate that you will not get relief unless you meet our standards of what does Congress want to do? Have corporations that are in the middle of a crisis right now restructure their board of trustees, their board of directors. I want you to think about this for a minute. Companies are trying to do everything they can to stay in business to pay their employees. That's the job of most CEOs. What they want to do right now, what this Congress is asking them to do, what Nancy Pelosi is asking them to do is, while you're going through this crisis, restructure your board of directors to meet a diversity criteria, and then we'll give you the money.
Yeah,
another burden they need right now.
Yeah, you're adding burdens to businesses, and I think that's where there is like some misinformation. People are talking about, well, this wasn't enough for the people. This is all for corporations. Where you're putting corporations, it's a trickle down how that all works.
Yes.
But you put corporations are putting them under extreme scrutiny. Even like the airline one, which seems like very small, but to put that into place, you got to hire people. You got to put a whole process in. They got to spend time now working on making sure that their carbon emissions are public to you as the consumer instead of spending the time they need to be spending on doing their best to see what they can do, see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel for a lot of these corporations, which employ, by the way, everyone. That's the main thing I don't think people really understand. There's this whole idea that they're only paying for the corporations, and then they're giving $1,000 to each person. And is that even? Is it whatever? Well, the corporations are who pay the people. You have a job. Most of you have jobs that work for corporations. A lot of times, for big corporations. So I don't know why there's a disconnect there. There is money going to be going to the people if this all works. But also, of course, in this time of crisis, there are people who employ people, and that's like you. And hopefully, those people will also, those corporations will also get some relief.
The Washington Post said this: if the House charts its own course on a competing piece of legislation, it could take even longer to arrive at a bipartisan consensus that can pass both chambers and actually get signed into law. Our response to that is, we don't have any longer. The emergency is right now. And instead of trying to reinvent and social engineer the American way of life, the American business structure, the American employment structure through a crisis, get to work and get this resolved. Now, Logan mentioned the board diversity. I want you to think about that for a moment. Nothing wrong with board diversity. We have boards that have all kinds of minorities and men and women. But could you imagine if you're a corporation in the middle of a crisis, which a lot of these big companies are, and small companies as well, and they're saying to you, we're going to give you that relief you need, but this is what you have to certify to us, that you have changed your board. First of all, do you want to change your board in the middle of this? I'm trying to be very practical for the American people to understand this. Do you really want to change your corporate structure, your corporate board, in the middle of something like this? And the answer to that is no, you don't. That's the problem with this. That's the problem with where this is going.
I'm afraid of the sticking their noses also into the elections, sticking their nose into the voting. In fact, you're going to start mandating early voting.
I want to talk about that in the next segment.
Because that is maybe the fishiest of all of them, which is when you start messing with states, ways they can vote legally and who controls that, and whether it's state controlled or whether it's federally controlled. I think there's some interesting things happening there that have nothing to do, by the way, with getting money to the people. who need it the most right now during this crisis.
Well, we figured that $35 million that was going to go to the Kennedy Center so it could look even better than it looks, which why would you do that right now? If we were to give that to small businesses, the $3,500 grants, which maybe would pay their insurance or their rent for their business, how many people would we say that would help? 100,000? Or 10,000? 10,000 businesses would be helped for $35 million. That's just $35 million. Put that in the bill. No, no, no. We need $35 million to redo the chandeliers at the Kennedy Center, which, by the way, right now, I suspect, is empty. Completely empty.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're social distancing. So, Than, I'm going to ask you this as we get ready to go into a break here, and that is this question. What is going to happen? Are members going to stand firm on this, or what are we expecting? What's the time frame? I mean, I was expecting it any day, any minute.
Yeah, it's literally going to be up to Leader Schumer on this. It's is he going to pander to Speaker Pelosi, or is he going to make a deal for the American people? He was just meeting with Secretary Mnuchin a few minutes ago, spoke on the floor of the Senate. He continues to say they're close to a deal, but Jay, they haven't gotten there yet. And I just wanted to add one thing to what you said about corporate board diversity. The only way to accomplish that during this moment, Jay, literally the only way would be layoffs. So at a time where tens of thousands of Americans are losing their job, in order to meet the mandates in Speaker Pelosi's bill for corporate boards, they would have to do more layoffs to comply with this bill. That is the opposite of what is needed. When is a deal going to get done, Jay? I hope today, but I said the same thing to you yesterday. Ultimately, Leader Schumer is going to have to decide that he wants a deal.
All right, let me tell you something here, folks. We're going to go through the rest of this when we come back. If you're watching on any of our social media platforms, and a lot of you are, share this with your friends. If you're listening by radio, call your friends during the break. Tell them to join us. We're going to go through this line by line, or at least topic by topic. Line by line, it's 1,400 pages. We've been here for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We're about to take a break. I am. Again, we're going to stay live during the break. We always stay live during the break. We usually have special videos. I want to talk directly to our Facebook audience and let you know a couple other things we're doing and a couple of victories we've had, actually, in all this. But right now, our teams, as you can see, are focused aggressively on going through this bill. This is for the American people. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want to ensure a vibrant constitutional republic.
Right. People know that you have to play politics in this. You have to give a little, get a little, that kind of thing. But there is a point where it's gone too far. We're going to make sure it doesn't cross that point for all of you who support the work of the ACLJ, because we know that's why you want us here. That's why you want us here, to help you. And we need your help. We need your support. This is our March Matching Challenge. It's unfortunate how it's happening right now.
Needed online. Everything.
So please donate. If you're going to donate, we really appreciate it if it's online. That's at ACLJ.org. Again, yes, it's just processing fees and times, and it helps us out a lot. Again, that's at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back. The more, stay tuned on Facebook. We're not going anywhere.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live.
What are you talking about on the reprogram today? Logan Sekulow Reprogram Show.
Today on the show that we released this morning, we talked with Mayor Matt Morgan, a mayor in Longwood, Florida.
Yeah, that
was interesting. Some really good stuff. But for tomorrow's show, we're diving into this, into the, all of the ridiculousness that's in the
Blizzard. You should have me on as a guest.
Well, you weren't here when we recorded it, so.
Well, invite me next time.
Okay, maybe tomorrow. We'll see. So that will be on Logan Sekulow Reprogram tomorrow. We'll be discussing all of this and take a look at it. Check it out.
He's got a Facebook page.
We do have a Facebook group. You can be a part of the group. But okay. We encourage you to listen first. Make sure you enjoy it. So check it out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or however you get your podcast.
I also noticed Logan's been posting a lot of information, a lot of uplifting stuff in our Sekulow community page.
That's right. Yeah, the Sekulow community page, new Facebook page we launched, help support other people, organizations, ministries, and even just share content we think is fun or funny or interesting, helps you pass the day and get you some really good content, especially in the evening and on the weekends. So that is the Sekulow community on Facebook. You can find it by just going to just directly facebook.com/the Sekulow community or search for it. You'll find it there. We'll be putting up this show and other clips. We put up our segment with that we did yesterday for the reprogram. But we also will be putting up content from all around the world, whether that's other ministries, a lot of inspirational Christian content, as well as some less news-centered, some music. There's some good stuff there.
Also, by the way, I'm going to go just hit this quickly. Abby Sutherland from our office just let us know this. We just won a case on behalf of Christian residents of a senior housing complex. They were instructed to move a small cross from their outdoor garden area pursuant to a policy banning all, quote, religious decor. That case has now been resolved successfully, and these were small crosses, by the way. The good news is there we were able to get that done quickly. So that's our litigation team doing that. Our government affairs team, meanwhile, has been working aggressively and long hours going through the bill of nonsense that is pending in the United States House of Representatives that is harming the American people because nothing's passed so far. In that regard, Logan wanted to talk about the voting issue. And why don't we take a call and then go to the voting issue?
Okay, let's go to Robert in Maryland on line one. Robert, you're on the air.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Jordan, and hi, Jay and Logan. I wanted to ask all three of you, what are some of the other specific things in the wish list that Speaker Pelosi has in the House version of the bill? And I wanted to ask a follow-up question pertaining to that. Is this very, very similar, this type of bill, to the stimulus bill that took place in the first term of the Obama administration during the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009?
Where they snuck a bunch of stuff in. Yeah, of course it is. But this one's a little bit different because it's a basically social engineering that's going on here. We talked about the corporate board governance issue, which is exactly what these corporations need to be thinking about right now, how to add people to their boards while they're trying to figure out how to stay in business. So that's one thing. So obviously that's got to go. Then Logan's very concerned about the voting issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you start playing politics, I think that starts making everyone a little nervous when you start throwing these rules into there. But when it comes down to it, it really is mandating different new voting rules, including the fact that every state would be, now a lot of states have it already, but mandated early voting. So that means that you'd be able to vote, you know, kind of in a period of time, not just on election day. It's not that any of us are really necessarily opposed to that. I just don't like that they're stuffing this bill full of political election garbage when really they need to be focusing on supporting the people. This is not the time for any of this. And it really just, this is what's going to tick people off.
Well, here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say about it, the Speaker of the House.
So time is of the essence. We appreciate the urgency, but this is a $2 trillion bill. That is a very, very tall order, and we want to make sure that whatever we are doing, that it recognizes the urgency, that the checks are getting to the people in time.
Yeah, she just said that.
Okay, so let's break this down. So time is of the essence.
It's just a lie. That's all it is. It's a lie. The people are lying to you, so realize that.
Sorry, she says so time is of the essence? Obviously not.
Right.
Because she's willing to keep this negotiation going. We appreciate the urgency, Than, she says. Obviously, she doesn't.
She's the cause of the delay. Look, Logan's right. A few days ago, this bill was 247 pages long, and it was $1 trillion. And if it had been passed, the checks, $1,200 to each individual, $500 for a child, Jay, they would literally be would be being processed right now as we speak. The only reason that hasn't happened is because Nancy Pelosi has made this bill six times as long, twice as expensive. And by the way, the direct assistance to the American people, Jay, in her package, it barely goes up. It goes up to $1,500 per person. The vast majority of the additions are all unrelated to the virus crisis. So when Logan says it's a lie, I think that's correct. I mean, especially the part about we appreciate the urgency. No, you don't. The delay is specifically because of what you have done.
Well, she says it's a very, very tall order, so that's why she's playing games with it. And we want to make sure that whatever we're doing, that it recognizes the urgency, which obviously whatever you're doing doesn't.
Like however many million dollars to the Kennedy Center.
$35 million.
And to making sure that the airlines show off their carbon emission footprint and making sure that boards are restructured for diversity. This is absolutely insane. All people are doing is trying to stay above water. You know, these are people who are legitimately are hurting more than I don't think anyone on Washington really even understands. I don't think they're talking to people. Go talk to literally anyone. If you're listening to this, likely you've been impacted by this majorly. But if not, someone very close to you has. This is a waste of time. A lot of people are asking a very similar question. So let's quickly go to Jerry in Rhode Island. And Jerry, I know there's a couple people actually on hold with similar questions. We'll see if we can answer this because people are getting fed up with it. Jerry, you're on the air.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, team. While this gamesmanship is going on and delaying, and if fans right, there's a third one out there, and this curve is still going up, does that ever get to the point to a clear and present danger to give the president different powers?
It's not a presidential power issue here. I mean, this is the co-equal branches of government operating. So it's operating within the constitutional design. The three branches of government, obviously the judicial is not involved in this, but it's the executive and the legislative. The problem here is, and look, I spent, as you know, Jerry, I spent 3 weeks on the floor of the United States Senate. Can I just be blunt here?
Yeah.
Okay. Sitting 6 feet away from some of the people that are causing this problem.
Yeah.
The House managers. And members of the United States Senate that are also causing this problem, like Mr. Schumer. I sat in that chamber, spoke in that chamber, till I couldn't speak anymore. Did this for 3 weeks. When I turned it on, actually when your mother, when my wife turned it on to look at it, I think it was either last night or this morning, she says, I cannot even look at this.
Yeah.
Because I know what this is. All that we're working till 3 o'clock in the morning. They think that they're building the sympathy in the American people instead of getting the job done. They did the same thing with the nonsense during the impeachment trial. As if this is giving, I have no sympathy for a member of the United States Senate or the House of Representatives. No. You know who I have sympathy for? Your barber who doesn't have a job anymore. That's who I have sympathy for. The people who are going in and you give them a tip, you're giving a tip bigger than the bill. Because you want them to try to stay in business. That's who we should have sympathy for. Not the Kennedy Center right now. The Kennedy Center? Really? They don't have private donors that could give them $35 million. That doesn't exist. So let's take $35 million out of small businesses, 10,000 small businesses on our calculation, and say, you know, we're going to give this money instead to the Kennedy Center so their chandeliers can be prettier and their HVAC can be updated. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Congressman Clyburn, that's not the way it's supposed to work. Nancy Pelosi, that's not the way it's supposed to work. Senator Schumer, that's not helping the American people. This is an embarrassment that we cannot get this done.
Absolutely. And if you are listening right now, and some of our networks only carry the first half hour of Jay Psyche Live, you want to continue this going, we want to have you join us online. It's at aclj.org, or just go to Facebook. We're broadcasting live. You can be part of the conversation on Facebook. There's comments that go by. 15,000 people watching right now just on Facebook alone. That's at facebook.com/jayseculo. Support the work of the ACLJ, though. If this is where you end with us today, go to aclj.org. There's a big button that says donate now. We appreciate it. We're in our March matching challenge, which means if you give $10, essentially it becomes 20, 20 becomes 40, and so on and so on. So we appreciate you doing that right now online at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
$35 million for the Kennedy Center in this bill, as if they need it. We could take that, divide it by $3,500, give that to small businesses, maybe they can pay the rent for a couple of months instead of the Kennedy Center. I think they might have be able to get donors to pay the $35 million. Congressman Clyburn says, you know, this is a unique opportunity, a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. That's what he said. So they're trying to basically stick the new Green New Deal in here with, what is it, Logan, carbon footprint emissions on your airline ticket?
Something to that effect, essentially, yeah. So they'll have to publicly display, the airlines will now have to publicly display what carbon emissions are coming in, and actually the carbon credits that are coming back from the airlines. And again, like we said,
that's what they're worrying about right now.
Right, as I said, not necessarily that this is a bad idea, but is this really the right time for this idea?
Of course
when
not.
You're talking about time where the entire industry, the airline industry, is on the brink of disaster, but you're going to make them hire people essentially to put more work in place to try to become more transparent. But at this point,
you know what?
No one's flying.
You know what reminds me of? It reminds me of Obamacare. It reminds me of her famous statement. Here it is.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
So we have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it. But she does sometimes just blurt it out there, and then this is the same thing again. Except with this time we've caught them, and we're working it very aggressively at the ACLJ.
100% the same thing, Jay, because look, we said this before, but the first bill was 1,100 pages. The second bill was 1,404.
Hold that up again, Than. I want them to see it.
Yeah,
pick it up.
This is the bill. This is the bill that was introduced yesterday.
Now, I want to describe it to our radio audience. Okay. What do you, okay. 6 inches, about 5 inches?
More than that.
Yes. Something like, and this is two-sided as well, Jay.
So it would be twice that if it was on single paper. Okay.
It's absurd looking.
Okay, I mean, that's bill number one.
Unreadable.
1,100 pages. Now, what do we got for the second one?
Well, multiple attorneys and I spent most of yesterday going through that bill, woke up in the middle of the night to the news that
this
bill
replaced
it.
What time was that? I went to sleep late because I was watching. It must have been around 1:30, right?
That's about what time I saw it. I don't actually know what time it was posted.
Because I was up till 1:30 working on the Supreme Court cases for the president. So I want you to put both of those together now. I want people to see this on radio and TV. Okay, put them both together.
Two-sided.
Here's your government at work. In there, in one of those little red tabs you see, Pathans marked them as $35 million for the Kennedy Center. It's early voting requirement. It's restructure your board. It's report to Congress on oversight. What other goodies in there, Than?
Well, you've got wind and solar tax credits.
Oh, those
Solyndra
are important
so
right
well
now.
The last time.
Yeah, that's yeah. You got to have that because
were these things already ready to go, and they're just putting them in there? Because obviously they didn't sit and write 1,500
pages. They're always
pages.
Ready to stick this
they
stuff in.
They just have this stuff ready to go. I think people don't understand how this all works. I mean, we need to explain
right,
that.
They're ready to go.
So, Logan, what they did is they took other bills that were drafted, the Green New Deal among them, and they literally cut and pasted provisions from those into these versions. So, and by the way, I would add this. They did it deliberately piecemeal so that those of us who are going through it would have difficulty because when you insert something at page 10, Logan, it reshuffles everything and you can't find the same provision before. So not only did they have it ready to go, but they deliberately didn't do it all at once so it was more difficult to track.
All right, when we get back, we got about 1 minute left in this segment. We're going to take a lot of your phone calls. There are a lot of people on hold. Some of you guys have been holding for over a half hour. We're going to take some of those coming up in the next couple segments. But again, we encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. We do this kind of broadcast so we can expose to you, hundreds of thousands of people that are going to be watching this throughout the day, exactly what's going on in your government. This is a major fail for so many people. And do not take responsibility and step up and realize that when you have Nancy Pelosi saying, we know time is of the essence. For most Americans and for most people, not only time is of the essence, the time is now. Because these are people who are all of a sudden getting no paycheck, no money, who have all been laid off. And we need to support those people as well as we can. And when you start just packing it full of garbage, it's just going to waste everyone's time. And it's going to end up failing over and over and over again. Because there is a line.
No, this
There's
is a line weird where you can't thing they do. It. They love saying they're working till 3 in the morning. Believe me, I did it with them for 3 weeks. Yeah. It's nonsense, by the way. It's total political theater. Pass the stinking bill right. All right, the right bill. Pass it.
Right. Go to ACLJ.org. Support the work of the ACLJ. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Again, there are a lot of calls coming in.
I made a call just now. We just had as our little bumper music here the tune "Can't You See" by the Marshall Tucker Band, which has a great line in it. It says, "Can't you see what that woman is doing to me?" So you know what? I'm going to do a little bonus for our friends on Facebook today. If we can. Okay. Can we do that?
Well, we'll see. We'll see if we can. We're on a limited crew here.
I know. So if we can. If we can't, fine.
If not, you can find it. We can post it on the page. We can post it on the community page.
Do it on the community page, too. But if we can play for the 3 minutes.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls.
With Ricky Skaggs. It's pretty good.
Rachel's calling from New York on line 5. Rachel's been on hold for about 35 minutes. We
appreciate
it.
Sorry about that, Rachel.
Go ahead.
No problem. I appreciate your work and all you guys do. My quick question is, I'm hearing all these conflicting reports. I mean, some people say they're going to put it through. Some people say that it's at a reduced rate. I mean, where is it? Is it going to be going back to the drawing board, as it were, or where are we? I mean,
well, Than held up.
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Where we are in the process.
Yeah, so Than just held up. I'm not going to make him do it again. The thousands and thousands of pages. Can we get it done today? Can we be talking about that we got this done tomorrow? Is that possible?
Sure, it's absolutely possible if the politicians in Washington, D.C. have the will to do it, Jay. I mean, Joe Manchin was actually just on one of the cable networks not long ago and said, if we reach a deal, we're willing to waive the hour requirements and we could pass it today. Okay, Jay, so it's time to do that. I mean, only one Democrat voted to...
I would say waive your hour requirements. That might be a really good thing to do, Joe Manchin. I mean, really? Well, that's usually, like you're doing me a favor? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm really disgusted with this.
It's very frustrating. It's very discouraging. I felt the same way over the last 48 hours, Jay. Only one Democrat, Doug Jones, even voted to begin the debate yesterday. I mean, this would not have ended the discussion. It would just have begun the debate. Now, Jay, if they actually get on this bill today, they're going to have to not have a debate. They're going to have to literally waive the rules to not have a debate to get to a vote. That's what the vote yesterday prohibited.
Fan, I want to say this again, and so you're telling me that Joe Manchin on the floor of the Senate said, or to a media source said, hey, we're even willing to waive the hour requirements.
Yep. And he did it after voting against beginning debate. So he voted against beginning debate. Then he went in front of a TV camera and said, if we ever do start debate, we'll be willing to waive the debate.
What a nice gesture, Joe Manchin out of West Virginia. What a great gesture. You're willing to waive debate hours while the American people are trying to figure out how they're paying their rent next week, and small businesses, and I'm thinking of a dozen of them in my head right around where we are that you know are really hurting right now. The restaurants we frequent after the broadcast,
Everyone.
we have a meeting usually with our key team that was involved in the radio broadcast, kind of go over everything. We usually do three different restaurants. Not a one of them are open right now. Do you think they would like that $3,500 from the Kennedy Center?
$35 million.
Well, they would get $3,500 each to 10,000 businesses to pay their rent maybe this month or next. That might be a good idea. But don't worry. Joe Manchin's willing to waive some hours. This is the nonsense I told you about when I was on the floor of this United States Senate. Yeah, this is the nonsense. The 3 o'clock in the morning thing. I realized when I was there, these are all put-ups, Stan.
It's a show.
These are put-up. What did you just say?
It's a show. These are people who want to control your lives. These are like Democrat overlords who decide this is a perfect way to step into all of your business and take your money and not give you the when they actually need you, the one time we really need people to help and we need the government to assist. They refuse to. Instead, they just decide we're going to throw in all the garbage that we know the American people haven't wanted over the years to try
wind
to give
and
you
solar. That's on
to
the
try
top
to
of
give you $1,200.
Right,
you know, we're not talking about giving people checks for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. I'm talking about giving a check for something to just relieve the pressure a little. And in 2020, $1,200 can go a long way, but it also can be used very quickly. It's not like people are going to take that $1,200, that $1,000 and go, I'm going to hold on to this. It's going to be gone as soon as it gets there because people need the money right now. And again, these are people who want to control your lives.
I'm trying to figure out what camera I look at. This one right here, right? I want to look at the American people. I want to look at you that are watching us on TV or Facebook or whatever media source you're using, social media platform, or listening to us on radio. I want you to hear me for a moment because I do have a bit of a unique perspective on this because I sat on that floor for three weeks, sat in that chamber for 3 weeks, spoke in that chamber a lot, saw the nonsense of what was going on till 1 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, and thinking to myself, why do we go to 3 o'clock in the morning on a motion to decide whether we would have a motion on witnesses? So we went till 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll never forget Mr. Manager Schiff saying, because it was late, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, he said, I don't think we should meet tomorrow. He said this on the floor of the Senate. I don't think we should meet. I wish I had that bite. I know we don't. Don't even try to find it. But he said, I think we should not be meeting tomorrow. And I got up and said, Mr. Schiff, today is tomorrow. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. But it seems like to me, they like our show, you know, Chuck Schumer comes out and they say, we are working so hard. We were here at 1 o'clock in the morning. How about starting it at 8 o'clock in the morning and having it done at 10:30? That'd be nice. Instead, I got Joe Manchin doing the American people a real favor. I'm going to do you a real favor. If we get to where we like it, we'll waive the hours for debate. If we get it to like it. But meanwhile, I'm voting no for the debate. That's what they're doing in the United States Senate. And while they're doing that in the Senate, Nancy Pelosi is stuffing the green pepper full of who knows what. Well, we're finding out what the who knows what is. That's what's going on in your government right now. You think it's frustrating? You know what? People are dying. We need help. People's businesses are falling apart. And what are they doing? What are they willing to do? Maybe I'll move some hours of debate. I'm done with that part.
They live in a different world, in a different
not
society.
Reality.
They don't see. Yeah, it's absolutely not reality. And there's a lot of people, including with technology. There's a call coming in. I want to take from Keith, California. Keith has a question about, again, why are we not modernizing things, moving things forward? Keith in California, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I just have one question. Why, in this day and age, with all the technology we have, can't our senators who are in quarantine vote via satellite?
You mean get to the technology of the 1970s?
Yeah, I mean, again, we're not talking about updating things. And you're talking about also putting this in place during times of crisis. We're not talking about always adjusting the rules, though maybe they should at this point. I mean, maybe there are things that we need to take in place, including whether your representatives actually care about you, actually support you, or are there for their own garbage. But when it comes to this kind of things, these aren't, you know, future technology. This is something that we're all doing right now. We're all telecommuting. A lot of people are working from home. This is not like it would be very hard to verify whether that was actually Mitt Romney. Though, right. I don't know. His votes kind of go either way. So it could be a fake. It could be a, you know, it could be a deep fake Mitt Romney. I'm not sure. But in general, I was a bad example. Let's pick somebody else who's in quarantine.
Rand Paul.
Okay, yeah. I think we pretty much know how Rand Paul is going to vote on most things. So, you know, it's pretty easy to go.
And we do. Look, I hope all of them recover. But here's the point you're making is this, and it's a good one. It's like, you know, I'm finishing up three briefs to the Supreme Court that are due this week for the president on the tax. Who cares about that anymore? It's like the American. That's like really on the top of the list. But we've got these Supreme Court briefs due. I was supposed to be arguing the case on Monday.
Yeah, a few days.
In less than a week. Supreme Court obviously can't have oral argument. Here's my question. So they're trying to figure out what to do. How about let's get to, I'm not saying get to the year 2020 in technology. Zoom, you know, we can do it by Zoom. How about, remember this, a speakerphone. And all the justices have phones, and they could be in their home offices, because I do get that they don't want to be exposed. I completely understand that. And we start the case, and I get up and I say, Mr. Chief Justice, may it please the court, and I give my 2 minutes before they interrupt you, and then they interrupt you, and we do it politely on the phone, and then the public can, it could be released to the public afterwards so they could see what was said, and then they make a decision. Oh, but that is like, you know, that would be coming all the way to 1968.
Yeah, it's absolutely pointless. These people are not supporting you. They're not helping you when they need to the most. And like you said, no one's caring about that. When you said, like, I was in the Senate chambers. Okay, we're talking about that this was in your head. It feels like a long time ago now. Talking about
5 weeks ago.
The coronavirus issue was already happening.
Oh, yeah.
We just weren't taking seriously yet. It wasn't something that we were. And maybe it's because they were a little distracted. Maybe because
they were worried about the coronavirus. They were going to see if they could impeach the sitting president of the United States for a phone call.
Yeah, think about that when you decide what you're going to be doing.
So now we got this. So, Than, what does happen today? We got a minute and 20 seconds before. And the next segment, we're going to get all your phone calls,
by
the way.
Yeah, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
So, Than, what happens next?
Well, the Senate better get a deal. I don't know if they will or not. Look, I've sort of lost prediction optimism, shall we say, but they need to get a deal because to your discussion with Logan, five senators cannot cast a vote as we speak. Next week, Jay, that number might be 20. But I would tell you this, there are 95 senators still casting a vote, and Joe Manchin is one of them. He voted against proceeding to this, as did a slew of others. Yeah. But we don't need lip service from the likes of Senator Manchin anymore. Who have a vote and can cast it, Jay, we need their vote.
So the five that are quarantined cannot vote because of some rule that was passed in, you know, 1838 or something. And there could be more senators that were exposed to this. We don't know how bad this is going to be. So what if it is 20 next week? Is the whole place going to shut down? Or can we say, you know what, let's amend our rules and say we're going to be able to we'll be able to identify who they are.
Like every business is doing right now in the country.
How come businesses can operate remotely, but the United States government, the United States House and Senate can't, or the Supreme Court can't? Maybe they are. They're just surprising us. The House and Senate are. Maybe the Supreme Court is. All right, we'll take your calls. Last segment coming up. We'll be back.
That's right. We got a few lines open. That's at 1-800-684-3110. While we're in break, support the work of the ACLJ by visiting aclj.org. and donating now.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, final segment of the day. We're going to go ahead and take some phone calls. Let's jump right in. Let's go to Mary Ellen in Illinois on line one. You're on the air.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Oh, hello. Greetings from being shut in myself. I just had that vision of Nancy after her, classic tearing up of the Constitution. And I just think, my opinion is she's got so much hatred in her and so much power that she just decided, and she's not even sure if they'll get anything through the Congress between now and November, and maybe even losing it. So they're just throwing it in like throwing darts at the wall and see what sticks.
So you're right. And Nancy Pelosi, remembered when she tore up the president's speech in protest? Here's one of the things the president said in that State of the Union speech on February 4th. Take a listen to this.
Protecting Americans' health also means fighting infectious diseases. We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China. My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat.
But instead, the United States Senate was and House of Representatives were so bent on impeaching him that they, and then she tears up the speech in whatever protest that was. And acting like that's okay, which it's, by the way, not. But the fact that she thought that that was okay, or thought that that was the appropriate response, or ignored what was going on, tells you what's going on here, and this is really bad for the American people.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead. We're going to get through these calls. I know a lot of people have been on hold for a long time, and we appreciate that. Let's go to Cindy in Illinois on line two.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call, hon. I work at the post office, and I really don't appreciate them trying to drag the post office into this. You know, the reason why we are even in debt is because they made it mandatory that we pre-finance 75 years worth of retirement, which is so insane. I can't even go into it.
You're 100% correct. And look, the Postal Service is doing a very admirable job during this difficult time. But you're right. That's not where the Postal Service may need some financial rearrangements. I get that. But not today. And what you're saying, Cindy, is and things are functioning in your offices?
Yeah. If they would just do away with that bill and waive all the past payments that we didn't make,
that they didn't put in there, by the way. They did not give them, right?
No, they didn't, and it's not about a competing vision on this or any of the others, Jay. It's about ensuring that this bill doesn't pass. I mean, look, to Cindy's point, Speaker Pelosi knows that this provision and all the others in here, they're not going to pass, Jay. So she is not actually trying to come up with a solution. She's ensuring that any solution doesn't get over the line.
Yeah, all right, let's go ahead. We'll try everything we can to get through these calls. At the end of the broadcast, we're going to play Can't You See, right? We got it? Great lines in there about that. A little music to lighten the load
let's
here.
Let's go to Court, who's calling in Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, Court.
Now, hi there. Well, I think Fan just stated what I basically was going to offer up, and that is that all Pelosi wants to do, all the Democrats want to do, is to put things in there that the Republicans, specifically Trump, will have to tweet about and say, no, this is no way we're going to do this, and no, I can't support that. And then they get to come back and say, see, he's not for the American people. We are.
You know, I don't disagree with you. I'm still stuck on Fan. I'll be honest with you. I'm still stuck on Joe Manchin's comment. Because I have liked Joe Manchin in the past. I had a good working relation with him. I don't like his vote in the impeachment, but that's the politics. But then he's like going to do us a big favor by saying,
shows you the disconnect. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It shows you the disconnect of Washington and everyone who's your representatives of really not understanding what's going on around the world and around the country. They're in their own little bubble.
Fan, is there a scheduled vote right now? Are we going to be talking about this tomorrow?
Yeah, as of now, the next opportunity for Leader McConnell to force a vote would be tomorrow morning, and that's why it got into the whole discussion with Senator Manchin. But again, West Virginians need his vote, not his words. And I would just tell you this, on the coronavirus-specific provisions, Jay, there's not a whole lot of daylight between the House and the Senate bill. That's what makes this a game. The targeted relief for coronavirus, pretty similar between the two packages.
Yeah, that's because they're trying to, like Clyburn said, this is an opportunity for them to do other social engineering, and that's what they're trying to do. and don't let them get away with it. But meanwhile, the American people are hurting. Let's grab another call.
All right, Anita in Colorado. Anita, you're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey. I wanted to say that we have many people who are business owners like myself. And these people, if they were actually business people, would be fired, put out of business. And how can they actually conscionably sit there and act like they're being they're busy, but they're not doing any business except promoting their own bank accounts, promoting their own agendas, their own egos. And it is repulsive to the people who are working to try to make things better. I just don't know what the end is and how we can get these people out of here now, give them jumpsuits, and give them a place to eat. That's it.
I don't understand why the Senate isn't, first of all, figuring out how they can. We've got a pandemic that's affecting now the United States Senate. There are members of the United States Senate that can't participate.
Right.
Why can they not modify the rules then to fix that?
Yeah, they can. They don't want to. I mean, that's the very simple answer, Jay. They can, under Article 1, Section 5, they could amend the rules. The House put out a report today under Speaker Pelosi's guidance that it might be difficult because members would actually have to come back in order to change the rules. Well, yeah, Jay, they're going to have to come back to consider any piece of legislation in the first place. So the honest truth and the simple truth is both of these chambers could do that. They just don't want to.
That's the bottom line truth here of all of this, is they don't want to. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's what it is. All right, let's try to grab another call.
All right, last call. Retha in Kentucky is on the air. You're on the air.
Yes,
hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. I hope I can explain what I'm trying to ask. Why does this Pelosi bill even matter? Because the other one was almost through. Why does it matter?
It matters because the House and the Senate then have to come to a reconciliation to pass legislation. That's the way it works.
It especially matters in this moment because the House members are not in Washington, D.C. So the only way this bill gets done quickly is if what the Senate passes can pass the House of Representatives by unanimous consent. If the Senate passes something that the House won't pass by unanimous consent, we have to wait for all of those members to come back. So the caller's right. Speaker Pelosi does not get to be Speaker of the Senate. But if her chamber cannot pass this by unanimous consent, Jay, this week's delay is going to look small in comparison to the next one.
Is there any way that it can be passed this week? I mean, today? Is there any way that vote can take place today?
Yes, absolutely. You just need you need about 15 Democrats to come to an agreement with Secretary Mnuchin on the broad provisions coronavirus related that don't differ that much from the ones in the House. They would pass it. It would be over in the House tonight. And quite frankly, Jay, there's no reason the House couldn't pass it by UC tonight as well.
Well, that's what we need to be hoping and praying for. But let me tell you what we're doing at the American Center for Law and Justice. We brought out what these irregularities in this bill are so that you know exactly what we're dealing with. And we're going to continue to fight for you and your families. And we're going to make sure that this bill gets passed, the right one, so that the relief is given to where it's needed, and that is to the American family. And this is right now an embarrassment and an outrage to the American people. They're going to do us a favor and maybe waive time on the floor. Oh, they love this 3 o'clock in the morning stuff. It's repulsive at this point. All right, folks, we encourage you to pray for our country, pray for our leaders, pray for the House and Senate. We've got to get this through. Pray for your neighbor, though. Help your neighbors. That's really, really critical. At the end of the broadcast today, for those on Facebook and Periscope, we're going to play a little music, something to lighten the load a little bit. Also, don't forget to support the work of the ACLJ. Best way online.
Yes, please do it online right now. Again, it's part of the March Matching Challenge, which is wrapping up here soon. $10. You give $10, someone matches it, becomes $20. Appreciate all the support you can give us at ACLJ.org. We'll be back tomorrow with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.